Li Zhongwook's death was announced just as the World Health Assembly began its annual conference. After a musical interlude, the director of the United Nations office in Geneva read a message from the UN Secretary General in tribute to the man who would not be around to lead this week's important public health debate.
The Secretary General has also asked me to convey to the World Health Assembly, to the World Health Organization and its staff, his sincere condolences on this sudden and tragic loss of Director General Dr. Li. The Secretary General extends his most heartfelt condolences to Dr. Li's family.
Dr. Li had served only 3 years of his 5-year term as WHO's Director General. He joined WHO 23 years ago. He was educated in Korea and the University of Hawaii. His first experience in public health was in the treatment of leprosy in the South Pacific. He made his reputation as a campaigner in the treatment of tuberculosis and the use of vaccines to prevent the disease in children. In the early 1990s, Dr. Li led the polio eradication initiative that wiped out this crippling disease in China. He moved to Geneva in 1994 to become director of WHO's Global Program for Vaccines and Immunization. U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Mike Leavitt remembers a trip he took with Dr. Li last fall to 6 countries in Southeast Asia.
During the course of our travels, Dr. Li shared with me how he was, as a young boy, from the war-torn country of Korea. He spoke with me of 3 difficult, arduous months where he and his mother walked mile after mile after mile in search of his father, who was during that cold winter in exile. Dr. Li experienced hardship at a very early age, and my sense is that it was the reason that he chose to devote himself to public service. He offered the WHO visionary leadership.
Among his accomplishments as head of WHO, Dr. Li began a program to ensure that 3 million people with HIV/AIDS would have access to the medicines they needed by the end of 2005. While the world fell short of the target, he is widely credited with having shown that universal access to medicines was possible. Dr. Li's associates speak fondly of what they call Dr. Li's self-deprecating wit. They say he had a quirky, unexpected humor that he often used to diffuse a difficult situation or just to make his friends laugh. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.